Hopefully everyone can hear me clearly. As we are currently in unprecedented times, can I ask for everyone's full cooperation and to adhere to the new guidelines with regards to the conduct of the meeting? Everyone should use their should ensure their mobile phones are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. Members of the public and press must refrain from using the instant messaging facility during the meeting, and anyone found to be doing so will be given a warning. Failing to adhere to the guidelines for a second time will result in being removed from the meeting. I would remind members of their obligations under the Councillor's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or not significant non-financial interest which they have in any item of business before the meeting today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the meeting by hanging off from the call for the duration of that discussion on that item, or should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where the Council is considering any exempt matters. The recording equipment is linked to the microphone system on the computer, so please ensure your microphone is switched on before speaking. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. Please ensure if you wish to speak on an item that you use the instant messaging facility to indicate your wish to speak, and I will bring in members as listed. At this stage, you unmute your microphone to speak or click the button on the delegate microphone if you are physically in the meeting room. Members should ensure their cameras are switched on when speaking. Cameras should also be switched on when a vote is being taken. I would remind members to keep their instant messages to the following letters. Type Q if you wish to ask a question. Type P if you wish to propose. Type S if you wish to second. Please refrain from making any other comments using the instant messaging. Following the presentation of officers' reports, the chairperson will call for a proposer and seconder. This should be done using the instant messenger feature. Please do not submit these until asked to do so, as it may be missed. If two members ask to propose, the first member having indicated through the instant messenger will become the proposer, and the second member having indicated will become the seconder. The chairperson will ask the proposer and seconder in turn to unmute and to indicate vocally that they are proposing and seconding the decision. If you need to leave the meeting early, please indicate via the instant messenger feature so that we are aware that this is an active decision and does not indicate connectivity problems. Just a quick couple of items that I want to mention before we kick off the meeting. I'd like to start off by wishing the Down Under 20 panel a huge congratulations for their victory over Monaghan in the Ulster final on Friday evening and securing their place in the All-Ireland semi-final. A very proud evening and a boost to Gaels all over the county. And to mark this success and to show our support, we will be lighting the council buildings red later in the week. Another sporting achievement that I just want to note is for Emma McQuaid, who finished 12th fittest woman on the earth, representing Uri in Ireland at the CrossFit Games in America. And I just want to put on record our congratulations as well. I also want to say that unfortunately we have seen a rise in COVID cases across the district in the past number of weeks, and I am mindful that people are still losing their lives, and we'd like to remember those who have lost their lives since our last meeting. I'd also like to take a moment to urge those who have not yet received their vaccines to please do so as soon as possible, and also to thank those across the district who have received their first and second vaccines, and hopefully this is another step towards returning to normality. And then just finally, as you know, each month I have been kicking off the council meetings with a mental health topic or a topic around mental health. And last month we focused on addiction. I just want to say a huge thank you to those who did reach out to local addiction services. A lot of people relayed their experiences to me privately of speaking to addicts and recovered addicts. And I think they learnt a lot in doing this. This month, the topic is going to be around isolation and loneliness and how this affects and impacts on our mental health in both older people and younger people. There's growing concern around the number of residents in the north of Ireland, in particular areas that are living in isolation. This is a huge impact on mental health of these individuals and can cause many to struggle with day-to-day life. Having no neighbours close by means social interaction can be limited, which results in increased feelings of loneliness. Being geographically isolated affects people's ability to get actively involved within their community groups and activities that we know that so many depend on for their mental health and wellbeing. Another issue that faces those living in rural areas is domestic violence. And according to Women's Aid, women in rural communities are less likely to report domestic abuse than they would if they were living in towns and villages. And abuse in rural areas can last longer and leave victims more isolated. Here in Uree Morning Down, we have many groups doing excellent work to mitigate the impact of isolation and loneliness in rural areas. And here in Downpatrick is a prime example of Good Morning Down. They're a literal lifeline for many elderly residents in the district, and their phone calls at times can be the only interaction that these people are having in days. It is vital that we as a council continue to promote and support organisations such as these. So this month I'm asking you all to be mindful of friends, relatives and community members who may live in rural areas, to reach out to them and to make sure that they're okay. It can be so difficult for many, especially our elderly neighbours and perhaps members of the farming community who might feel isolated or unsure of where to find support and help. A simple phone call for a quick chat can go a long way. I will be actively reaching out to organisations in the area and see what more we can do to tackle the issue and create a more inclusive community. And I would urge you all to do the same. Feel free to share your experiences on social media to raise awareness, or some of you have been doing, share them with me directly. So listen, thanks for taking time to listen to that, and we're going to move on with tonight's meeting. So have we any apologies?
Yeah, Chair, we have apologies from councillors McAteer and Owen, and from Conor Mallon as well.
Thanks, Sarah.
Also apologies from Aoife Finnegan. She's on her summer break.
Okay, thank you.
Councillor Burgess, Chair, as well.
Thank you. Okay, that's everything. Then we will move on to item number two, any declarations of interest?
None, Chair.
Okay, thank you. Item number three is the action sheet arising from the Council meeting held on the 5th of July. We'll just go through it page by page. For accuracy, so page 1, page 2, page 3 and page 4. Can I get a proposer and a seconder for accuracy, please? Proposed by Councillor Andrews and seconded by Councillor McGuinness. Thank you. And any matters arising? No, okay, we'll move on to item number 4, and that's the minutes of the Council meeting held on the 5th of July. And again, go through it page by page for accuracy. So page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5, page 6, page 7, page 8, page 9, and page 10. Can I get a proposal and a seconder for accuracy, please? Proposed by Councillor Stokes and seconded by Councillor Lewis. And have we any matters arising? No. Okay. We'll move on to item number 5, which is the minutes of the Audit Committee meeting held on the 5th of July. And this also includes the annual the Audit Committee annual report. So go through page by page for accuracy. Page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5, page 6, page 7, page 8, page 9, page 10, page 11, page 12, and the annual report, page 1 and page 2. Can I get a proposer and a seconder for accuracy, please? Proposed by Councillor Hanlon. Can I get a seconder, please? Councillor Herr. Oh, sorry, Councillor Herr is not on the Audit Committee. Is there anyone else on the Audit Committee? Councillor Byrne, thank you very much. And any matters arising? Yes, Councillor Byrne.
Yes, thank you, Chair. Yeah, it's just in relation to the Audit Committee minutes there on page 8. In relation to the investigation by ASM, so if you need to go into committee for that or
yeah,
not.
Yeah, Councillor Byrne, we'll need to go into closed session for yeah. That. Can I get a proposer and seconder to go into closed session, please? Proposed by Councillor Hanlon. Can I get a seconder, please? And Councillor Hall, thank you. Okay, we're just going to start the recording again. And so the minutes of the Audit Committee were approved to include Councillor Byrne's declaration of interest. So we'll move on to item number six, which is the planning section, and the items raised at the planning meeting that will be tabled at September's council meeting. So we'll move on to item number seven. Items number 7 to 11 are correspondence for noting. So can I get a proposer and a seconder to note? Proposed by Councillor Hannah and seconded by Councillor Gallagher. Thank you very much. And is there any matters arising? Councillor Stokes on item number 10.
Yes, thanks very much, Chair. Briefly, I don't know if you got a chance to read the letter, Chair. It was a very, very long-winded way of saying no and presenting all the reasons out why students who attend universities from this part of the world who attend universities south of the border or indeed across the water want to declare an interest, Chair. My son last year attended his final year at Dublin City University. It's like in a nutshell, students from this part of the world have the opportunity or indeed have to take other courses outside this jurisdiction because they have no choice. Sometimes the courses aren't available. Now, the department have effectively said that those students they're not entitled to discriminate against them. I have to say, deeply concerned as well because, in fact, the statistics would show there would be a lot of unionist young people actually attend universities, not in Northern Ireland, but across the water. So I think it's totally unacceptable, Chair, that the department has discriminated against students from this part of the world who decide to go either south of the border or across the water. And I think Councillor Byrne made the point to me earlier that we should ask and go back right back to the department and say, okay, we're deeply disappointed by your response, but we'd ask that you put the measures in place and for future, that it's, if the need arises again, which hopefully it will not, but that in future, that students from this district who attend universities in Scotland, England, Wales, or south of the border are not discriminated against. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Councillor Stokes. Councillor Murphy, is this on the same item?
No, it's a different item.
Okay. Do you want to go on ahead, what item it's on?
It's item number 11, and it's the provisional recommendations from the Boundary Commission and the review that they're doing at the moment. And it's with regard to some of the representations that were sent in. They've acknowledged that some have been come in with regards to the name of the council of the district. And they have acknowledged, South Armagh has been mentioned in that. Now, it's not part of their recommendation, but they have invited, people to make further representation with the public consultation, so this is something I will certainly be doing, and I know my party will be doing, and I'd like other councillors to do it as well, because the whole issue is about inclusivity and just to ensure that, South Armagh is part of the corporate identity of the council. So thanks, Chair.
Thanks, Councillor Murphy. Councillor Hanlon.
Yeah, sorry I couldn't get onto the chat there. Just in regards to item 10 and the student response, I would very much agree with Councillor Stokes. It just seems a bit incredulous to me, having read that long-winded letter, and when you get near the bottom of it, you realise they're talking about staffing issues, and they're bringing in so many different reasons to say no, rather than potentially looking for solutions on how they can address this. Even if you go and attend university in a different jurisdiction, as they, basically, your home is still here. So I don't understand, because, your home address will be in the north. So, just because you're away, and let's be fair, sometimes it is going to be more, most times it's going to be more expensive to be away as well. So these are the students who have probably experienced the greater hardships, and potentially never even got across to into their student accommodation, due to not being able to travel. So I do think we should potentially go back and challenge, the correspondence that has been issued.
Okay, thanks, Councillor Hannan. Councillor Stokes, is this on?
Just briefly on the same issue as Councillor Murphy, and I did read that, but I actually read also some contradiction in that Declan's quite right. They asked for further contributions, but they also said that they didn't see the names of the councils as within the scope of this review. And indeed, they were saying that, Commissioner saying that the council at any time can write to the Department for Communities and change its name at any time, which I have to say was news to me, but that's what they're saying, that it didn't fall within the scope of this review, and any council at any time could write and request a name change from the department. Thanks, Chair.
Okay, thank you, Councillor Stokes. No other matters arising from the correspondence then, so we will move on to our notices of motion. I just want to give a quick reminder to councillors that before we move on, to just try to occur whenever this is an open forum and we want to discuss and bring motions to the council, but just to take care when they are wording their motions that we're maybe not doubling up on things that have been brought to the chamber before and officers might already be working on. So we'll move on to our first notice of motion, which is from Councillor Brown, and this has been referred to AHC. So, Councillor Brown, would you mind reading your motion and let us know who's seconding it, please?
Yes, thank you, Chair. So the motion reads, this council supports accessibility for all our residents and notes the lack of accessibility onto beaches for those in wheelchairs in the Newry Morne-and-Down area. Therefore, council will trial the provision of beach wheelchairs, floating wheelchairs and beach access matting on Newcastle Beach with the intention of expanding to other beach areas in due course. And that motion is being seconded by Councillor Alan Lewis. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Councillor Lewis, would you mind just indicating that you're seconding the motion?
I am indeed. Yes, that's fine. Thank you.
Thank you. And also just to note that I am aware that this was brought to AHC committee in September 2019. Okay, we'll move on to item number 13, which is the notice of motion from Councillor Devlin. And Councillor Devlin, this is being referred to the ERT committee. But if you'd like to read your motion and let us know who's seconding it, please.
Yes, Chair, thank you, Chair. Recognising the significant and growing staff shortages within the hospitality sector, this council calls the establishment of a forum with representatives from the South Eastern and Southern Colleges, Department for the Economy and other key stakeholders to undertake an assessment of the training needs to address the shortage within the hospitality sector, with the aim of providing short, medium and long-term solutions to tackle this crisis and to enable our hospitality industry to survive and to aid our COVID recovery. Thank you, Chair. Councillor Michael Savage is second in my motion.
Thank you, Councillor Devlin. Councillor Savage, would you mind just indicating that you're happy to second the motion?
Yes, Chair, I'm very happy to second the motion. It's a very important motion. Thank you.
Brilliant, thank you. Okay, so that brings us to the end of our meeting tonight. So to everyone in the chamber, safe home, and everyone at home, enjoy the rest of your evening. Thank you.
Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, bye.